My name is Motohide Miwa Moto. I live in Torrance, Gardena area, but I'm originally from Japan, migrated in 1978.
And what generation Japanese American are you?
Should I say 1.5? I mean, what do you call somebody who came with their parents?
Yeah, 1.5. You know, you'd be kind of like a different kind of shinise, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I should have asked, do you identify as being Japanese American?
Yes, because most of my life, I've been here since 9 years old in California, grew up in San Francisco Bay Area, and been in Southern California since 92. That's when I ran into my Corolla project, as I was hanging out at one of the shops, one called Toy Sport in Gardena, as operated by a couple of Filipino brothers who used to be very close with Toyota because they were the son of a taxi fleet company in Manila who took on Toyota Crowns as their fleet cars. So they basically opened up Toyota's market in the Philippines. And their sons were here working at Toyota or working with Toyota.
Yeah.
And they had a little shop and they had this Corolla sitting that was just kind of stripped to the bones.
Yeah.
And they just kind of ran out of funds and they weren't doing anything with it. And they offered me, you know, do you want to build this? You know, I'll sell you this for $500 and you can just put all the parts and you can just buy all the parts to put on. You can make it anywhere you want it.
So I mean, basically they sold you a shell.
Shell, yeah.
And what kind of Corolla was it?
It was an AE86.
Okay.
And it was something I wanted to buy when I was 16, you know? That I couldn't because at the time it was $11,000 when the Civic was $8,600. So, yeah, I mean, I had no experience building a car from scratch, but, you know, I hung around with them enough that that could be done.
Yeah.
So, and I had another car at the time, so it could be interesting watching this long-term project, you know, evolve. So that was my thing, and then a few months later, this Corolla, just, you know, I drove it out of there, nice fresh paint, I mean, it looked very nice, and then they said, well, let's take it autocrossing.
Yeah.
So we started on this journey of autocrossing this car, and met a bunch of friends there. This is mid-90s by then, I think. But yeah, through building the car, I met a lot of other people that built cars. RJ Devera and Non Fujita and all of those people that were just winning car shows left and right. Just, you know, they had the tallest trophies at any car show they went to. You know, and Ken Miyoshi's show-off series,
right.
So that's kind of friends with them all in the Southern California, Gardena, Torrance area.
Sure.
That you know, we were just very close by then.
Yeah.
Just getting together. There were already forums, you know, car forums, which, you know, my start in having this much reach too is, you know, originally in the late 90s, I think it was 97. You know, this whole World Wide Web thing was becoming more of a, you know, future of things,
sure.
Right?
Right?
And I knew eventually I would need a website for my restaurant. I said, you know, this is going to look like crap if I just make a website now. So
yeah.
I don't know how to do it, and I don't have a budget to hire anybody. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to practice. I have all these notes and random pictures of my Corolla being built, so I'm just gonna put that up, you know, and then I'll just add to it as things go, and then pretty soon there's hordes of emails coming in, you know, what are you doing about this? What are you doing? I'm doing this in Australia, you know, but I'm stuck because I don't know which transmissions, that sort of stuff, because all of this information in my head was in Japanese magazines. So slowly I would translate these to English, right? And then suddenly you know, just in very short period of time, this website called Club 4AG that I put up as a practice, you know, thing for my restaurant, turned into a center of English information regarding A86 Corollas. So I put up a forum, and that became, you know, pretty much a benchmark standard of where to find information on Corolla by everybody's account. There's a lot of people globally that knew a lot about these engines or had a lot of experience. And then there were others who were racing it actively that were just kind of blogging their progress or their, you know, so everything that had to do with that A86 Corolla in the English language was posted there. There was also a place where they can put reference information or history or whatever. I mean, there's lots of things that were archived there. Just kind of expanded to a lot of different Toyota cars, and then, you know, stuff that's general, like driving skills topics or racing topics, it would apply to any car, right? So it was a big, healthy community, and, you know, it kind of scattered into different places and offshoots. And I think early 2000s was right in the era when everybody was on a forum somewhere.
Right.
You know, that was the social media of its day.
Sure.
So even if they weren't on Club 4AG, I could, you know, post something on another guy's forum, and that would, if it was interesting, then it would reciprocate and just go everywhere, right? So, yeah, that's how we got 12,000 people to come into Irwindale Speedway, where NASCAR was never able to fill that venue, ever. Mm-hmm. And that's when it, I think, hit, like, a lot of the racing industry people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the racing was a dying thing in Southern California as far as venues.
Right.